Megan Lotte is projected to become Port Moody's newest mayor, and the first female to win the seat in the city's history. The 34-year resident and two-term councillor has earned the most preliminary votes at 55.5%, or 4,940 ballots cast, in the 2022 municipal election today, October 15. Lotte is predicted to defeat fellow mayoral candidate and one-term city councillor Steve Milani, 44.5%, after the advance and general voting ballots were tallied. Polls officially closed at 8 p.m. Though her most recent term on council is from 2014, Lotte has more than 20 years of political experience. She said issues like transit accessibility can only be resolved unless members of council can work together, but claims that wasn't possible with the now former group of municipal representatives. It all boils down to making people feel valued and included in the decision-making process, Lotte explained in an earlier campaign interview with the Tri-City News. Every one of us has contributed in a negative way. Lotte believes she has the experience and leadership ability to mend fences, build bridges and ultimately turn the city around for the benefit of local residents. Good governance is about being inclusive, she said. It's about being respectful and staying true to the original strategic plan that we have. In 2018, Lotte and Milani were the final two candidates to win a seat on Port Moody Council with 42.75% and 46.26% of the ballots respectively amid a 37.3% voter turnout. As of this publication, only one incumbent, Diana Dilworth, was re-elected to City Council and is projected to be joined by newcomers Kyla Knowles, Haven Lerbecki, Callan Morrison and David Stewart. Morrison has the most preliminary votes among the council candidates with 4,742. Port Moody's voter turnout was 36.28%, which is a drop from 37.3% in the 2018 campaign and is the second highest participation rating for the city in the last five elections. With files from Mario Bartle, Tri-City News.